I've known Lee Robinson for many, many years, 30 plus, if not more. And not only is he one of the finest reed players I know, he's also just a really great guy to spend time with, to listen to, and to hang out with him. They're going to do four numbers today, beginning with the first that I'm about to introduce. Here is Lee Robinson and Iska.
Thank you.
Lee Robinson and Iska. Hello, Lee.
Good morning.
Nice to see you without a bunch of kids counting down to New Year's, which is what we usually get to see. It's different. You always seem to love that song. Is kind of like, I've never heard you play it the same way twice, and it's almost like a sense of healing and grounding and warming up. You've got quite a relationship with that song, at least I think you do.
Yeah, I play it during the Christmas holidays because it is joyful sounding. People don't actually use it for that, but it's kind of like one of my seasonal standards. But it's summertime, so there's joy here, so we're going to play joy anyway. Yeah.
It's a great tune. What's its name and who wrote it?
Joy by Jerry Niewood.
Great song.
He was the saxophone player for Chuck Mangione.
I'd like to meet the rest of the band, and then we'll get to another number right away. I'm going to start with the bass player who you were really cooking on that song. I was listening to you march up and down the bass. Tell me about yourself, your name, and how long you've played with Lee?
Thanks. I'm Stephen Chin. I've been playing bass for about 7 years now with Lee for about 2 years. I'm very new to his group. I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. Are you out of school now, or you look like you might be of college age or a little? I'm just guessing.
Just recently out of college, yeah.
Congratulations. From Pittsburgh originally?
From New York originally.
Great. Well, I hope you'll hang around a bit. Nice to meet you. Let's meet our keyboard player who you've played with Lee many times. I know it's Joe DeFazio. Anything new or anything to add, what you've been up to?
Just enjoying playing music and always enjoy playing with Lee. And he writes beautiful tunes, and I hope we'll play one later. So thank you.
Excellent. Good to have you here. And then Zach Mester, who's played drums before with Lee many times, and you get a special badge of honor for setting up a full kit here this morning for a radio performance. You sound great. When did you and Lee first start playing together?
I think a few years ago now, 4 years ago at the First Baptist Church in Oakland. Yeah, I kind of met through the academic pit jazz program, you could say. Billy D puts on a really good church. It's like a gospel jazz kind of mix. It's a really fun gig, and that's how we met.
Speaking of fun, I'm going to ask you to do something just to help people visualize better. You've got four sets of cymbals. Now the hi-hat, easy enough, right? But can we hear these three larger cymbals, just what the difference in tone? Can you?
Sure. So these hats, I call these my Ringo Starr hi-hats because they sound just like the Sgt. Pepper's album. But they work for jazz. I mean, you hear them on countless records. This is a very dark, everything else is like, this is a 22-inch Istanbul Dark Ride. So it just has like a nice, like buttery darkness is what I just called it a minute ago. And then this is a classic K on the right with a rivet on it. And it has like a flatter bell, which is, it's a modern cymbal because they remade what they did in the 40s with like Elvin Jones and Tony Williams kind of had, it's like a flat bell sound, and it's just like kind of dominated the jazz scene at that time. And then on the far right, it's a flat ride, so there's no bell. It's only 20 inches. I think they make them all sizes, but it's just kind of a classic flat ride sound. And it's kind of like a medium darkness, pinginess, without getting too washy, but you can lay into it without it getting too bright or too dark. So I just got that one.
Thank you for doing that. I think people see symbols all the time. They have no idea necessarily what's going on in the way they go. Speaking of symbols, one of the great symbols of jazz is here.
don't hit me too hard.
I know, it's early. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do a tune called Wayne's Thing, which is kind of a tribute to Wayne Shorter.
I was just about to ask if that was Wayne Shorter, who we lost maybe 4 months ago or so.
Yeah, so Kenny Garrett wrote this one, so we're going to do our version of it.
Once again, with great appreciation from us, Lee Robinson and Iska.
Thank you.
Lee Robinson and Iska. I was looking up to see when Wayne Shorter passed, and you beat me to it. But it's been about 3 months or so.
Yeah.
Did you have much of a chance to see him live at all or listen to him?
Actually, we're going to go back a little bit. Iska, Lee Robinson and Iska, is actually inspired by Wayne Shorter. Iska is the wind. It's a Nigerian expression. But it was actually his last solo album as Wayne Shorter before he formed Weather Report with Joe Zawinul. And it's called The Odyssey of Iska. And it's an album that's kind of around, has a really dark cover. But it's also the name of his publishing company. And he also had a now deceased daughter named Iska. So I did talk to him, and I did see him. And he talked to me for a long time. He came to Graffiti one time. And we talked for about 45 minutes, which was like really great. I was really honored and grateful that he spent that much time with me. Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of those players, you hear him on a record, like if you immediately know it's him. You immediately know that it's him. Lee Robinson and Iska are here today. I encourage you to go to leerobinsonmusic.com to learn more about when the band is playing or how you can retain their services. We want to be sure we get all of our music in, and we are on schedule for doing that. Stephen Chin on bass, Joe DeFazio on piano or keys, Zach Mester on drums, Lee on sax, Dory, I wouldn't have forgotten, Dory is here keeping it all together. She's even keeping me together this morning, which I'm appreciative of.
Yeah, she has a way of doing that, yeah.
We were talking, you mentioned Walt Harper before, and I've probably told you this story. I was blessed with a mom who would take me to Walt Harper's attic for lunch on, you know, days we would go downtown. And how cool is that, to be like 10 years old and your mom takes you up to the attic and you can listen to Walt play piano? I'm pretty sure mom was just drinking coffee. But that Walt, just a great pianist, and you could enjoy his attic. Yeah. A great place to listen. So what's next?
So we're going to do an original tune that I penned. It's called a Celestine / Shamanista, but it's Celestine.
Here again, Lee Robinson and Iska. Thank you. Lee Robinson and Iska, nice to hear an original composition. How old is that? Approximately.
Man, that goes back, I think, to like the mid-70s.
Sounds great. I was looking at your website as you were playing, and Lee's going to be strolling through the Children's Museum 2 weeks from today, June 24th, between 11 and 2. Also, the Northside Music Festival coming up July 15th at 3:30. And you can take a look at the whole itinerary, keep in touch. That's probably the best place to do it. Lee Robinson, music.com. Also some great videos and photos by the aforementioned Dory Smith. So you can keep in touch there.
So yeah, on the roaming day, which is June 24th, we have two things happening. I'm roaming for an hour, then the band is playing for an hour outside.
Very nice.
That's the birthday, right, of the...
There is a birthday celebration on July 24th. The museum is having its one of its many 40th birthday parties. They're going to have at least 40 40th birthday parties. But that's one of the days. And I think admission is free that day. You'll be free. Yeah, I'm pretty sure admission's free. I want to thank all you guys for being here today. Did anybody want to say something they didn't have room to say through their instruments or our cymbal demonstration? Or thank you. Thank you all for being here. Really appreciate it. Yes. Lee said, I'll do the talk. No. Lee, no, that would never be the case. I shouldn't even joke that way.
I'm actually talking through their instruments like, you know, that I do. We're talking. We're always talking.
This is all I got, is this microphone here. It'd be neat to have an instrument to talk through. You and I will talk about that. What are you going to finish up with?
We're going to do a tune called Mellow Minor, McCoy Tyner tune.
Excellent. Thank you all for being here today. I know it's a busy weekend, and you sound great. Once again, Lee Robinson and Iska. Thank you. Lee Robinson, and Iska